The new week begins with markets continuing to trade almost entirely through the lens of the Middle East, though the tone has shifted from outright fear toward cautious optimism. After a volatile weekend that saw Iran briefly threaten renewed closure of the Strait of Hormuz and vessel traffic through the waterway collapse, sentiment improved as U.S.-Iran negotiations in Switzerland produced what appears to be meaningful progress. Mediators announced a 60-day roadmap toward a broader agreement, communication channels were established to safeguard commercial shipping, and Iranian officials indicated restrictions on oil exports had been eased. While significant uncertainty remains, particularly with Israel absent from the latest framework, the market is choosing to focus on de-escalation rather than escalation for now. In FX, that shift is weighing modestly on the U.S. dollar after last week's safe haven bid. The dollar remains supported by the Federal Reserve's more hawkish policy stance and higher U.S. yields, but the latest improvement in geopolitical sentiment is encouraging some unwinding of defensive positioning. Commodity-linked currencies are finding some support, while the yen remains caught between safe haven demand and growing expectations that the Bank of Japan will eventually need to continue normalizing policy. BOJ Deputy Governor Himino reiterated that delaying policy adjustments risks an inflation overshoot, keeping expectations for further tightening alive, even as policymakers remain cautious. Sterling faces additional political headwind amid renewed speculation around Prime Minister Starmer's future leadership timeline, while the euro remains largely driven by broader dollar dynamics and risk sentiments. U.S. equity futures are tracking slightly softer after last week's gains as investors assess whether the geopolitical improvement is durable and whether energy market disruptions have truly been avoided. The broader market backdrop remains one of resilient growth, elevated valuations, and a Federal Reserve that is signaling less urgency to ease policy. Markets continue to balance the positive implications of easing geopolitical tensions against the reality of higher for longer rate environments. Looking ahead, the focus turns towards this week's macro calendar, highlighted by US PCE, Eurozone PMIs, Tokyo CPI, and Canadian inflation data. For now, however, the dominant driver of price action remains geopolitics, with markets increasingly trading not on the risk of wider regional conflict, but on the possibility that a negotiated resolution may finally be taking shape. That's all for now.